Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. These words ring strong to us across the centuries since Jesus' day, and especially today, when we live in a world where, regardless of what you have or don't have, regardless of what you've done or not done, regardless of your political affiliations, religious identity, age, gender, ethnicity, life can be cut so drastically short. The man said to himself, "Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?" Indeed, whose will they be? Yesterday, 20 people were gunned down, and another 26 were injured just shopping at Walmart. I went to Walmart yesterday. Between a morning funeral and an afternoon wedding, it was there, actually, that I heard the news about the shooting in El Paso. It shook me. I looked around, and the words from today's message came into my head. This very night, your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? Whose will they be? Eat, drink, and be merry indeed, but whose will they be? This morning at 1:22 a.m. in Dayton, Ohio, 9 people were murdered, gunned down, and another 26 were injured while simply out eating, drinking, and being merry. Last night, after the wedding, I went out with some friends from the Commerce Church, and we had a nice meal, and we had wonderful conversation. We were eating and drinking and being merry, and just a few hours later, word came of what happened in Ohio. Either of these events, or any of the other 248 mass shootings this year in the United States. 248 others. 250. This is insane, friends. Could have included any or all of us. So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God. Were they ready at the Walmart? Were they ready at the restaurants in Dayton, Ohio? Had we been there, would we have been ready? Had they stored up riches in heaven? Or had they built bigger barns? Were they rich towards God? Or showering it on themselves? And what about us? Are we rich toward God? Or are we building bigger barns for the here and the now? If we're building bigger barns, God says to us too this very night, your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? Yesterday got me to thinking. This morning got me to thinking. With all the shootings, with all the violence, with all the inhumanity to our fellow human beings that we're seeing in our nation today, with the finger pointing and the name calling, the blame game, the dehumanizing of our neighbor, is it any wonder that violence is so rampant. And in the midst of that, we have to ask ourselves, the things we have piled up into our extra barns, whose will they be? Or are we rich toward God? How do we become rich toward God? Giving of what we have to the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the church, yes, that's one way to become rich toward God. Giving of yourself, of your time, your talents, your service, your labor. Being present in the moment, present in the body of Christ, present in church, present in Bible study, present in the Sunday school, present in the service of the church, in vacation Bible school, even at the meetings and the committee meetings of the church. Yuck. By doing that, we also can be rich toward God. By studying and learning and growing in understanding of God's will for us. In service together, in giving together, in singing together. Partaking of communion together. Reading Scripture together. Studying Scripture together. Praying together. Serving together. Giving together. We are made rich toward God. It's not about building up barns. It's about being rich toward God in our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. In a world that is tearing itself apart, in a world that is coming to pieces, in a world that is filled with violence and anger and hatred, we must be a people of light, a people of witness to the truth of the gospel, that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. One of the promises we make when we join the church is to support it through our witness. In so doing, we proclaim to the world that this message of violence and this experience of violence is not who we are, nor who God wants us to be. And we are to witness to the love of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord, to all. We must seek justice and reconciliation and righteousness, holiness. Methodists called it holiness. The life of a balance in righteousness and justice, where we live by faith, trusting in God, not in ourselves. Trusting in God and not in our barns. Trusting in God, not in our wealth. Trusting in God and giving of ourselves and all that we have and all that we are to God. Being rich toward God. Today, as you come to the table of the Lord for the sacrament of Holy Communion, feast on the riches of his grace, yes. Be filled with his love, yes. Be empowered as a Christian to witness to the love of God in this world, yes. Pray, yes. But then go out those doors and take this message of the love of God to all whom you meet. To those who are grieving at the loss of loved ones. To those who are afraid to go out of their homes for fear of the violence. For those who are going off to school. For those who are going off to teach. Take the message in word and in deed to all. My friends, come and partake. Come and be filled. Be rich towards God. Set aside your barn that will go down when you do, that'll fall to pieces when you do, and instead turn and be rich towards God, who will never go to pieces, who will always be there for you, who will be strong for you, who is strong for you even when you are in pieces. Be rich towards God. Trust in his love. Be a witness to his peace. Stand up and make your voices heard, that we as a people of God, we as the body of Christ, we as the church will not accept the status quo of hatred and violence any longer, but instead will proclaim and live and make real the message of the love of God in Jesus that we are called to share with others. Come and partake. Come and eat and drink and be made rich toward God. Set aside your barn. Be filled with His love and grace. And go out and change this world. The United Methodist Church teaches that we are called to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. The only way this world will change, the only way our world will change, is through our dedication to, our allegiance to Jesus Christ. And sharing that message of Jesus with others, introducing others to Christ, and letting Him change us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say, Amen.
Slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, the Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ is died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. As our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us